We're going to avoid the damages that otherwise would happen if we continue to have our heads in the sand.
Okay, so heads in the sand. You probably get a chance to make this argument all the time. Dinner parties at the bus stop, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to give you a chance to do it here. How do you convince somebody who, as you say, has their head in the sand, who says, I don't buy it, I don't believe this, I think it's just a bunch of rhetoric. How do you convince somebody who says, no, climate change isn't how we're making it out to be?
Well, Michaela, you'd be surprised, but most of the people that I meet on the streets ask us why we're not doing more. Hmm. Business communities come forward, businesses come forward and say, why isn't government doing more?
Okay, fair enough. But what about the critics? Because they're vocal.
They are vocal. The critics are vocal who are deniers. But the rest of the people really want government to provide the leadership we were brought here to provide, which is to keep them safe and healthy and to hand the world to our children in a shape that we can be proud of. Climate change is not a belief system. It is a fact. This is science. So EPA is putting the science on the table. We're providing all the information, and we're showing that, in fact, if you actually take action today, you will save significant lives, thousands of lives every year. You are going to save precious resources that we all care about. You're going to address issues of extreme drought. You're going to reduce the amount of acreage that's destroyed by wildfires. And this is an important issue that we all need to embrace. It's not political. It's science. And we can do this. We always have.
Gina McCarthy, thank you so much. We should let you know at home that CNN is taking a look at the difference just 2 degrees Celsius could make in changing the world we live in and how we can prevent a global catastrophe before it happens. You can